Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, and I am just getting under the wire here for another audio mo installment on Sunday. No, Saturday. Oh, God. Where am I? It's almost Sunday. It's 11:08 Central Standard Time. Oh, my gosh. It must be all the rum that I drank. But anyway, this is directed to Mr. MJ Podcasts for commenting on my podcast, my Audiomo installment on iPadio.com, where my man-child and I talk about Harley riders and what snobs they are. Yes, most of you know I do own two Harleys, and MJ put on the comment box what snobs we are and how the typical attire, and it's funny because I hate that. I have always been one never to wear anything that says Harley Davidson. I don't wear Harley boots. I actually wear black. Well, I used to, because when I belonged to the organization, they were uniform. We had to have black boots and jeans, or black jeans and white t-shirt and our vest with our rockers on it. But I wore the black boots with, I'd gone to Hot Topic and I had gotten the boot straps with big spikes on them. And I wore those, which they are now illegal, I think, to wear. Hot Topic does not sell them. The goth kids used to wear them. A lot of chains, and things with spikes. But I stopped wearing those. And then I went to cowboy boots, and I have a pair of non-authentic spurs that I wore just to be obnoxious. Tonight when I went riding, I had a pair of shorts on with my Chuck Taylors with no socks, and a hoodie that had 805 West Coast Califas. All the way, baby. You know, from 805, from when I went out there to do naughty things. No, I'm just kidding. No bandana. My hair was just pulled up in a little ponytail. I hate when and I think I've done podcasts on it where I've talked about guys who wear the Harley shirts and in bars, and it's like, okay, dude, where's your Harley? I'm not going to wear somebody else's shit on my body. I didn't do it for, I don't do Gloria Vanderbilt. I don't do Tommy Hilfiger. I don't do Ralph Lauren. If I'm going to wear somebody's name on my clothes, it better be my own name. I'm not, no. Sorry. Levi's. Anyway. And yes, I did discuss, I think, in that iPadio podcast that Harley riders do, and it pisses me off. They all wear the black leather coats, and they all wear black t-shirts. And when MJ put that, I was cracking up laughing because I could see my cousin. My beloved wears flannel shirts, jeans, boots. You've seen pictures of my man-child. He rides the Fat Boy now that he's got his license, and he wears his big army boots or his shit kickers from the Farm and Fleet, from the Farmer's Boutique. He does wear cut-off shirts, sleeves, because he wants to show off his tats, and he wants to get the tan arms. Today, when he did go out, he did wear a flannel shirt because he went out riding in the country. Harley riders are snobs. They are. And I don't wave to them. And I think on my podcast that I did earlier with my beloved, he acknowledged the Hell's Angels as we drove by. I did not. Even though I know the owner and my friends hang out there, I did not. I just don't. I like to be rebellious 100%. I wore my shorts tonight. I wore shorts yesterday. And just to be different. Chuck Taylor's today. Last night I wore my Nikes, my black Nikes. Nope, I don't do Harley boots. I don't do Harley jackets. When I did wear Harley clothes is when I was in high school, when my dad first got his Harley. He had gotten the sweaters and a leather coat, and I'd wear them to school because I went to private school and I had to show off. So, we don't have anything here that has Harley. I hate that orange and black and white. Ugh, can't stand it. And it's overpriced. And I like Harleys only for the simple fact that they, after owning a Honda, I don't like cold-blooded motorcycles. That's why I own a Harley. Meh.